Message number 722. Many of you will reject this call from heaven because of fear. Wednesday, March 6, 2013 at 09:45 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I call to all those in the world who believe in me, Jesus Christ, to listen. So many of you will find it difficult to accept the suffering you will have to face in my name. Up to now, your suffering has been limited to the sorrow you have felt in your souls for the sins of man and for the sacrifice I made to save humanity from its wickedness. Now you will be ridiculed for your faith and made to feel ashamed when you uphold my teachings and the laws of God. Many of you will reject this call from heaven because of fear. To accept that I now communicate with the world to prepare it for my second coming is not something people can accept easily. For who is my prophet? And who are those who came before her in my name? How do you know she speaks the truth with so many false prophets and impostors who confuse you? Never has there been a prophet sent from heaven who has not suffered ridicule, abuse, torment, and cruelty. Not one. Many were murdered. You can be assured that when the fruits of my work given to such prophets result in prayer and conversion, that they have been sent by God into the world to prepare His children so that they will come back to Him. Be aware that my true prophets will withstand the test of time, and for those who ignore the messages they bring to the human race, there will be screaming and gnashing of teeth. When you attack my holy word given to a true prophet, you interfere with the will of God. You may feel no shame now. You may believe you are defending my word when you attack my prophets, but in time the damage you do to this my last mission on earth when revealed to you will bring you terrible fear and sorrow. If you love me, you must keep your eyes open and read carefully my instructions. If you fail to heed my warnings given to you because of God's love, you will reject the truth. The truth can only save you. The truth is the oxygen needed to sustain the life of your soul. Without the truth, you will not see me clearly, nor will you be able to make the right choices. Remember, I am the truth. Without me, you have no life. Your Jesus.